Welcome to the Divine Feminine CEO. I'm your host, Rachel Lowenhertz, and this podcast is your portal into yourself, your place in the world, and how you desire to show up as you. This is a place for you to be sovereign, to make change, to master your destiny, and create a life that's crazy aligned with who you're meant to be. But who is that? And how do you manifest her? Enter, my love, and discover. Hello, my beautifuls, and surprise, you are getting a bonus podcast this week. I hadn't planned to release two this week, but the fall equinox was a couple of days ago. And since then, I've gotten so many inquiries from friends, from my mother, from folks on social media to talk a little bit about what I do around fall equinox and how, as wise women, we can really leverage this potent point of rebalancing to end the year feeling healthy and whole and accomplished and not depleted. Because fall equinox is one of the four seasonal shifts in the year. It's the day where the daylight hours are just as long as the night. So it's a day of perfect balance in a lot of ways. And what I really love about the fall equinox is that during summer, things tend to get crazy. It's the growing season. Kids are out of school. We have projects that are in full flight. Then come September, it's back to school time frame. It is busy. If you're in the corporate world, you're probably starting to think about what projects you want to finish in Q4. I know that for me, September and October tend to be some of the busiest months of the year. So there are a lot of high energies flying around. And when we look at the earth, the nights are starting to get longer. The crops are ripening. They've been harvested. This week was the Jewish holiday of Sukkot. We have Thanksgiving coming up. These are all holidays that celebrate this beautiful harvest season that we're in. And we've been giving our life force to the fruits of our labors for most of the year now. And come fall equinox, we start to shift into the 6 months of the year where the energies are waning. We've been in this full moon energy, and now we are starting to wane, starting to release. Now, we're not full into the release yet, and in a couple of months, I'll be hosting a year-end reflection ritual that I hosted last year. It'll be in December, and it's a beautiful way to wind down the year the wise woman way and to really honor what's occurred and release what needs to be released so that we can begin January with full presence of mind and body. So the fall equinox is really a springboard for that. And it's a chance for us to kind of get a handle on all the energies that are floating around and to rebalance our lives. Because I know that for me, summer is actually, by the end of the summer, it's actually the point in the year where I am most out of balance. And that's natural because the fruits are ripening. You know, we spend a lot of the year planting seeds, visioning, starting to work on projects, and then we pour our life force into them and they ripen. So the fall equinox is a time for us to rebalance, release, and then really hone in on where our life force should go for the rest of the year. So let's talk a little bit about that today. I'm going to give you a couple of inquiries to work with, but essentially, the fall equinox is the point in the year where the projects, the visions, the literal fruits in our garden that we visualized at the beginning of the year, that we have put our energy and our time into over the course of the year, they are starting to ripen. And if you follow a seasonal business model, or even if you don't, you might have noticed that summer tends to be the time that you get the most things done. you're the most visible. You're not necessarily sitting around in intuitive introspection doing the deep inner healing work, though of course that continues too. It's a time where we're out there in the sun, we're vibrant, we are putting our life force out there in full. And when I look at my garden, right now the leaves are beginning to wither. The last ripe tomatoes are literally falling off into the ground. So let's talk about what it means to harvest both our literal fruits, but also the fruits of our labors, because this is really important. The first thing we need to do around the fall equinox is simply appreciate what we've grown, because we're 9 months into the year now. I mean, that's almost enough time to grow a baby. So you've done a lot. And as women, and especially as mothers, we don't typically slow down to celebrate what we have done. We live in a very achievement-focused culture, so when we hit one goal, we're usually already planning the next. We're not trained to slow down and create the spaciousness to really appreciate how much we've already accomplished. Whether or not you think you have, and you can look at this in a few different realms of your life. The easiest one is going to be your projects and the things that you do for your work. What have you literally completed or created? You can also look at your relationships. So mamas, this includes things like, I showed up for my child this year during this particular challenge or transition. So for me, I'm looking at Gideon, and he's settled into kindergarten now. On my list of what I'm celebrating is I supported him through kind of a rocky kindergarten transition. Or it might be I kept my family safe from COVID. Or maybe I made sure that my kids ate healthily for most of the year. Whatever it is, write it down and celebrate it. Because if we don't celebrate what we've done, we can't get a full picture of what we've really harvested. And that leads to a lot of feelings of low self-worth and like we are never doing enough. And to be honest, I want you to get rid of that word from your lexicon. Let's just get rid of the word enough, because you are innately enough no matter what you do. Your contributions are valuable no matter what they are. But it's important that we create the space to really honor that. And then you can also look at yourself, your body, your home. Did you bring art into your home? Did you heal your gut or complete a workout program or even just do a little bit of Pilates? Whatever it is, celebrate it. This is important. Okay? So then when we look at all the beautiful fruits that have grown over the course of the year, well, we have to do something with that. We need to harvest it. Otherwise, they rot. I have tomatoes in my garden right now that have shriveled and just fallen on the ground. And yes, that'll turn into lovely compost, and I'll probably get some volunteer plants next year, but really I should have picked them and I should have used them because I put my energy into that. So if you think about this in the context of your work or your business, often we have things that we create over the course of the year that we don't fully harvest. We don't fully reap the benefits. So for example, as you know, I just launched the Mother Change Quiz. And if you haven't taken it already, go ahead and take it and send it to your mamas and your friends. But I spent the summer building this beautiful quiz and creating some beautiful materials and resources to nurture the different types of mother change types. But now I have this quiz, and it's kind of like a fruit that hasn't fully been taken off the vine because I haven't been out there promoting it yet. So for me to fully harvest that fruit that I've invested so much time in and effort and money, my focus this quarter is to actually go out and promote it. So I have podcast interviews lined up. I'm going to be talking about it more on social media and engaging more with each of you. And so if you'd like to have a conversation about your mother change type, feel free to email me. So that's one of my focuses for this fall. And it's funny because my mind is naturally creative. So I'm always thinking about what I want to do next. And one of the plans that I have in flight for 2022 is I'm actually going to be organizing a summit to bring together lots of different wise women to talk about alignment and balance and creating space as mothers, and then specifically around bringing our soul path to life in a way that feels aligned. So it'll probably be a little bit more focused on entrepreneurship, but it's going to be a lot about how do we achieve holistic balance in our lives. Now, you can probably tell that I'm excited about this. So I spent a bunch of days this week thinking about how I desire to bring this to life. But when I sat down to really tune in to what is needed at this fall equinox, what became clear is I have to harvest the quiz. I need to fully harvest the work that I've already done this year. Otherwise, those efforts, in a sense, go to waste. It's not time to grow this other project. Now, if you're an entrepreneur, but even if you're not, I am sure that you have a laundry list of things that you would like to do, create, participate in, and the reality is we just can't do it all. Now, in the summer, we can get away with more creation. We can push more because that's the natural flow of the earth that we are surrounded with, and we can work with that. That's why so much beautiful creation does happen in the summer. It's why I always get pregnant in the summer, because I am in that full flow of creation. But now that we've passed the fall equinox, we're moving into the time of year that is more about simplicity and release, focus, restoration. Because as we've talked about many times before, you cannot always be in summer. You simply can't. If you think about a field, if you're constantly planting crops in the field, what happens within a few years? It becomes barren. It's leached of all nutrients. The field needs a cover crop. It needs restoration. We have to honor that season or we become barren ourselves. And that's why I love winter so much, because it's a perfect time for us to really lean into that deep rest and restoration and replenishing our fields. And it doesn't mean that we're not working. It doesn't mean that we aren't creating, but it does mean we're focusing our energies somewhere different. Our priorities shift, knowing that we need that season of winter, of healing, of restoration, of inner growth, so that we can fully flower come spring. So as we begin to head for winter, this is the time to begin to not quite release yet, but to really focus and to really focus in on what you've already poured your life force into this year. So if you're an entrepreneur and you've spent the year cultivating a following on Instagram, don't take this last 3 months and start a new following on Facebook. Hone in on what you've already created and find ways to capitalize on that, to harvest that, to make the most of the work that you have already done. Because if we're always growing and we're never harvesting, well, guess what? The fruits just wither on the vine. We can't actually use them in our life. So this is really important. And another way to look at this is, you know, let's say you're not an entrepreneur, or you're a stay-at-home mother and your work is your family. Well, you might look at your home. I know that right now our home has quite a bit of clutter, the clutter that naturally accumulates when you have a child and you are a modern working human. And I look at our playroom, and our playroom really needs to be reorganized. We're not finding everything that's there. We're not using everything. And to be honest, there's stuff that we should get rid of. Now, when I look at that room, I think to myself, well, in what ways can I harvest this? We've spent the year accumulating toys, buying things that are appropriate for Gideon's age right now. Well, maybe one way that I could harvest this is we could package some of these up to donate over the holidays and use this as a learning experience for Gideon to talk about what a mitzvah is, which in Judaism is simply a good deed, how donation and charity and philanthropy is important, and why that should be a part of our lives in a holistic way. So we can harvest this clutter by actually transforming it into something that brings more value to us and more value to the world. So it's a way of turning the fruits that we already have into something that is greater, knowing that we can't use all the fruits in our playroom, and the ones that are sitting there untouched, well, they're withering on the vine. And the worms appreciate that. but there's more value that they can do elsewhere. So once you have really acknowledged and celebrated what has happened this year, and you've taken the fruits of your labors and you've really harvested them in full, and if you've looked at everything that you have going on and thought to yourself, what are all the ways that I can reap the maximum value of this? Now it's time to pull out what you want to seed for next year. Because just because we're focusing doesn't mean that you can't dream. It doesn't mean that you can't start to plan for next year. And in fact, wise women actually will begin to plan for next year. It's not that you have to put dates on a calendar, but you can start to feel into the threads that want to be woven so that you can gracefully weave into next year. So for example, this summit that I'm planning to put together, I have a note where I'm ideating. I'm not sitting down and planning. I'm not blocking large chunks of time, but I've created space for that little seed to start to percolate just a little bit. And I've had some conversations with a coach that I think might be able to help support me on this. Have I hired her yet? No, because that's not where my resources are going to do the most good this year. But I have a relationship with her. So the seed has been planted. I don't have a time frame, but the idea is there and it's beginning to be fed just a little bit. So again, you can dream into what you desire for next year, but it's important to remember that if it's something new, now's the time to just keep that as a seed. And we'll talk more about those seeds in December and especially in January, but we really don't plant our seeds for 2022 until the first week of February, until the Celtic holiday of Imbolc, which is when the land is just starting to wake up, even though it's still winter, and it's when the seeds are typically planted for your summer harvest. So you can start to dream into those seeds, acquire them, just don't feed them yet. Feed the fruits that are in full, harvest those fruits, and turn them into abundance in every way that you can imagine. Now, if you're feeling a little bit overwhelmed at this point in the year, that's okay. That's natural. This is a natural point of coming back into balance. So it's okay if you feel a little bit out of whack right now. It's okay if you feel overwhelmed with all these ideas that have been begging to be nourished over the summer. That's natural. But this is the point where you can really scrutinize your life and ask yourself, what feels out of balance for me? So I'll give you an example. When I look at my work, as you know, I've been on a sabbatical and I've just reopened my business in the last couple of weeks. So what is out of balance for me right now is that I'm not bringing in money. That was fine over the summer when I was on sabbatical. But now that I'm open again to bring my work into balance so that it feels like a sacred exchange rather than a drain, well, I have to start selling again. I need to start taking clients again. So I will be opening up to taking probably a couple of one-on-one clients this year. I might do one or two little group things. We'll see. Again, I've felt into it and I've realized that I can't create something new, but I have lots of wisdom that's ready to be shared in programs that are already fully built. So I will be opening that back up in the next couple of months. Now, in my relationships, Dan and I are prioritizing intimacy because that's been out of balance for us. And we've realized that we actually have to schedule it. We need to schedule our intimate time so that we can have that connection. So that's a focus area for me in my relationships. And in my body, my sleep has been off for a while. So that's a focus area for me, is really bringing my sleep back into balance and prioritizing my yin yoga and my practices before I go to bed so that I can get that restful night of sleep every night. Again, these are all things that naturally get knocked out of balance over the summer. And as wise women, we are always engaging in this process of inquiry. If you've been listening for a while, you know that I love inquiry, and part of that comes from my background in market research. Part of it comes from my devotion to personal growth and inner development, but it's really all about asking questions. But to ask the questions, we have to slow down. We have to actually create the spaciousness. And you can do this exercise in 30 minutes or an hour. It doesn't have to take days. It's simply a matter of creating the space to say, this is a pause point for me. I'm going to slow down, check in with myself, check in with my life, and I'm not going to judge myself for being out of balance. I'm simply going to honor that. I'm going to honor it. It's natural. And now I can bring it back into balance. So when you look at your life and all the realms of your life, whether it's work or family or your body or your home, what feels out of balance for you? And as you feel into the end of the year, because ideally we get to the end of the year and we feel incredibly complete and whole. That's the idea here. We don't want to weave into January 1st feeling like there was something that we didn't quite do during the year. We want to feel like we were wise, like we really grew something and harvested it and used it and then released it. So to finish your year in that way, what needs to begin to come into balance now? And that doesn't mean it needs to feel balanced tomorrow. You can take the next 3 months to bring it back into balance. I know that for my sleep, you know, it's going to take more than a night. It's going to take weeks or a couple of months, and that's okay. But the question to ask yourself at this point is, what support do you require to get back into balance? What support do you require to really harvest what you have done? And that might look like anything from, I need some childcare so that I can get some more time to work on this project. Or I need a night off once a week from doing bedtime with my kids so that I can take some time to do a little bit of meditation or yoga. Or in your work, it might look like, I really want to harvest this creation that I've created this year, but I'm not really sure how to tie it up with a bow. So maybe you need a coach or a wisdom advisor to guide you on that. Whatever you need, it's okay. It is healthy for you to receive, and receiving begins with asking what it is that you need. And as moms, so often we forget that we're allowed to ask for help. We don't have to do it all alone. I know that growing up in a more masculine culture, and there's no judgment on this, it's simply a different paradigm. We're always focused on the goals, and we're often rewarded for the amount that we can achieve, what we're able to do on our own. We haven't been in a culture recently that honors co-creation and collective effort in the same way. And so often, especially as mothers, we feel guilty. We feel guilty when we ask for time for ourselves. We feel guilty when we have to ask for support. But the problem is we end up with cups that are chronically empty. Our energy is chronically drained and low. And so we're never able to feel like the full, replenished, vibrant, wise women that we are. And that's a problem, my love, because when you are not in your full radiance and power, you can't do your work. You can't do your sacred work in the way you desire. You can't support your family the way you desire. And to be honest, you're not as happy as you're capable of being. And you deserve that. So use this fall equinox as an opportunity to start to look within and ask, what is it that you desire to focus on? What are you celebrating that you've already done? Great. Go with that. Tie that up for the end of the year. And then ask for what you need to make it happen. There is no shame in this. I honor you in asking for what it is you need to receive. And it's really interesting. I've been thinking about one of my clients this week. And when I started working with her, she had an idea for a business, but she was a stay-at-home mom with two little kids in preschool. And so she didn't have a lot of time, and she was kind of exhausted. And it was during COVID. Her kids were at home. Her husband was working from home. It was a lot for her. And so one of the first things we worked on was asking, well, first tuning into what she needed. What did she need to receive so that she could actually go build this business? And for you, whether you're building a business or not, you know, it could be personal growth or something else. But we had to tune into what was it that she actually needed. And she started to ask herself every day, what is it that I need to receive? What needs to shift in my life for me to have this energy and this spaciousness? And then she started to ask for it. And it turned out that what she needed was a couple times a week, she needed her husband to watch the kids for a little bit in the morning so she could start her day with a run. She just needed like a 20-minute run in the morning a couple times a week, and she felt great. She felt more focused. She had more energy. She could do more by putting in less. It almost sounds too good to be true, but that's the thing, ladies. When we start to fill our cups, when we start to ask for what we need and have awareness of what we need, we are able to accomplish more by doing less. I'll let you sit with that for a moment. You can accomplish more by doing less when you tune into what you need and you allow yourself to receive it. And that's really a key for this fall winding down time. Because you may not need a lot, or maybe you do, but you have done so much this year. It's time now to harvest that, to honor what you need and begin to move into this season of release, which is my absolute favorite season. So I really can't overemphasize how juicy and potent the fall equinox is and how much you can shift in these next 3 months of the year. So, my love, take some time, grab your journal and a pen, and work with these inquiries. And you don't have to do it all at once. You can sit with it over a week or two, or you can just take 20 minutes. But tune in, and we'll be talking a lot more this fall and winter about how to work gracefully with the seasons, especially as a mother. Because I know you have big dreams for 2022, and I'm going to be right there by your side helping you make them happen. So I have quite a bit coming down the pipeline that is really, really exciting, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about it. My website is finally updated, so you can actually go and learn a little bit more about some of these offerings. So as I said, in December, I'm going to be hosting a year-end reflection ritual. This is going to be a beautiful ritual that we'll do in circle together. So there's a waitlist for it. Go ahead and get on the waitlist so that I can email you when it's happening. This is a beautiful free gift that I am giving to you this fall. And it's a beautiful time to really feel into, celebrate, and release everything from the year so that you can end the year on a beautiful high note in a place of peace and be ready to just go into that deep rest in the dark of winter so that you can begin 2022 in a place of vibrance. I think I had 10 or 12 women join this last year. I would love to bring at least 30 women into the experience this year. And we'll have a little group as well to share experiences. It's so powerful. And the women who attended last year loved this and felt like it was such a restorative, nurturing way to end the year. And it's a beautiful way to give back to yourself because truly this ritual, it's all about you. And I will facilitate it. We will do it in circle, but it will be all about you. And you'll get to create some sacred space for yourself. And it's going to be really, really lovely. In addition to that, I am now opening up to take a couple of one-on-one clients for some mentorship. I'm only going to take probably one or two this year. But if you're feeling like, gosh, Rachel, this all sounds great, but I'm not really sure how to do this whole fall equinox thing. I'm not really sure how to tune in. I don't know what I need. And gosh, I am really struggling to create spaciousness for it. Reach out to me because I'd be honored to support you there. I'm also opening up to take one-on-one clients for business mentorship. So if you are looking to bring your sacred work to life in a way that feels soul aligned, that aligns with what you need as a mother and that doesn't burn you out, let me know. Reach out to me. You can email me at rachel@uncorporate.com. And then next year, I have some in-person retreats that are coming. So I think I've shared this before, but my family has a beautiful retreat space just outside of Austin, Texas, where we live. And it is a gorgeous, I want to call it sort of a nature preserve, but we have antelope and alpacas and chickens and big natural swimming pools and 5 miles of hiking trails, and it is private and quiet and sacred. And I will be hosting a few retreats next year at our ranch to do some of the deeper inner healing, to bring together circles of women and mothers who are ready to live life in alignment, who are ready to claim the gifts of their mothering experience and empower themselves as the feminine leaders that they are. So that is all coming for next year. And I now have a waitlist up on my website for the retreats. So you can go to my website, look for the tab that says retreats, and you can get on the waitlist to be notified about when those are coming to life. And then finally, I will be reopening my much loved business program next year. I have not yet picked the time frame. It will probably be sometime in the spring, because that's sort of when we naturally begin to bring ideas to life. And I'm so excited about it. I have kind of reworked the program so that it is specifically designed to support and hold mothers. So we will be running it this time as a true circle. It's going to be a closed container, so I will probably only open it once next year. So if you are someone who wants to start a business, or if you have a business but it doesn't feel completely aligned with your soul or your lifestyle, or you want to launch an aligned offering within that business and you'd like to do it within a sacred container of women, of mothers who need the type of support that you do, who are there to co-create with you and are committed to growing your business, to helping you grow personally, the Divine Feminine CEO program will be opening in the spring. And I do have a waitlist up for that as well. On my homepage, if you go just to the main page, you can click on Divine Feminine CEO and you can get on the waitlist for that. For folks who get on the waitlist early, I probably will have some opportunities to sort of pre-buy at a reduced price because I am really committed to filling this circle. I only want to take 13 women for it next year. So I'm very committed to curating that circle, and I'll be interviewing people over a couple of months to see whether you're a good fit. So if that pings you, go ahead and get on the wait list because it's going to be a really special experience, and that will probably include some retreats out at the land as well. So that's what we have coming next year. These are my seeds that are planted, and if you are wanting to receive support now, feel free to reach out because I may have something just for you. So my love, I hope you've enjoyed this episode about the fall equinox and that you're feeling empowered to go bring your life back into balance, to harvest all of the beautiful work you've done, all of the beautiful ways that you've evolved this year. I believe in you. I'm sending you love, and I'll be here for you next time. Bye for now, love. Thanks for joining me on this journey to sanctity, sovereignty, and sustainability. You bring such joy to my soul, and I want to hear from you. You can tag me on Instagram at uncorporette or email me anytime at rachel@uncorporette.com. I love to hear from you, and I create for you, so please reach out. And finally, if this episode was meaningful for you, please leave me a review. This is how others will find the podcast. And as you know, it's my mission to activate the divine feminine CEOs I know will change the world. You're one of them, my love. So thanks for being here.